I don't know that I relied on him, but the fact that he was there to listen and share with me and pray with me and do all these other things, that you kind of overlook the little silly things that you're not sure are real or not real or what his true intent was. So when he finally, you know, he took me out, you know, he took me to a porn movie once. He always gave me alcohol if I wanted it. Half the time I didn't want it. Always trying to pay me, give me money, lend me his car. I mean, it gets pretty crazy. But we end up going out of town right around my graduation to the Shrine in Ohio near Cincinnati. And we were going to go to Cedar Point the next day. It was like a weekend away, like, you know, Jim's graduating kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So we get there, we go see the Shrine. I mean, it was beautiful. I hadn't looked that up until about a month ago, and I can remember almost everything that took place there that day. But that evening we went, and we were going to stay overnight in a hotel, and he took me to one of the seediest hotels you can imagine. It even had, you know, quarter machines attached to the bed, so if you put a quarter in it, the bed would vibrate. I mean, it was like a huge change from what you would expect to experience with Father Paulson. And then, you know, he always liked to wrestle and tickle, and I would fight him off all the time. And I did, honest to God, knew that I was uncomfortable, knew that that wasn't appropriate, but I always felt like I was in control, that there was nothing that, you know, I was worried about if he wanted to attack me in some way, that I would be able to, you know, fight him off or win that confrontation. Well, on this particular day, he was in his pajamas and suddenly wanted to do that, and he jumped on my back, and it seemed like he was extra, you know, aggressive. And when I realized that he was extremely aroused, the battle turned into a real battle, and I had real fear. And it was crazy. Now, he wasn't able to, you know, there was no sodomizing or anything like that, but, I mean, he's doing everything he can to, you know, satisfy himself on me. It was a long, cold, wordless drive back to Pennsylvania that day. And he and I had never discussed that. He never apologized. He never brought it up again. And I completely shut him out at that point.